Jamie, give us your take on things at the moment in time, then how are you assessing it? It's been a, I guess you'd say, disappointing couple of weeks.
Yeah, the last couple of games have been disappointing, especially since we've been doing so well up until that point. So we just need to get ourselves back on track now and keep trying to get those wins.
What's the blip been down to then, these last couple of performances?
I don't think there's any particular reason. There's sometimes you just, games don't go the way you want, things happen in the game that make it hard for us, so it's up to us to try and fix these things and move on.
You had seemingly been getting some momentum going as well, hadn't you? It was this time last year that the club did the same. It started a bit of a run.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you looked at the form table, we were top, if not top, then very close to it. So the last week's been disappointing, but we're ready to move on and try and push up again.
It's so tight in the playoff places as well now, isn't it? It's really tight knowing a couple of results go against you. You could quickly drop down the table.
Yeah, you can't afford to have 3, 4, 5 losses in a row, which I'm sure we're not going to do. We're going to go out on Saturday, try and get the 3 points and hopefully do that.
Do you look at the table at this stage? Are you one of the players that does like to know what other sides are doing?
Yeah, you look at the table. You always look at the table. I think anyone that says they don't is probably lying a little bit. So you have a look, you see what teams are doing well and you know what teams are not. So at the moment, the last couple of games we've obviously not won, so we need to try and change that.
Is there still any belief that the top two are there for the catching, or do you think that's gone now with the games quickly dwindling away?
There's always a belief. We're never going to give up, I'll tell you that. We'll go right until the last game of the season. If it's mathematically impossible, then you try and look to get the best place in the playoffs, but until then, we'll definitely try to push up.
I know your manager said as well after the weekend, he thinks that maybe the cup runs and the number of games you've had have caught up with a few players. Do you think that's the case in terms of tired legs?
I'm not sure. You play lots of games. It's just about getting used to it. I think a lot of other teams play lots of games as well. So it's about balancing, you know, the games and the training and that kind of thing. It gets pretty hard this time of year, but it's what you've got to do. And if you want to get promoted, you need to do it.
It's not just physically draining, though, is it? It's mentally draining, especially with the sides that you've taken on, your Tottenhams, your Southamptons. It's mentally draining as well, how much you have to put into a game.
A little bit. You've got, I think it's past 6, 7 weeks we've had a game, Saturday, Tuesday. So it was a good time this week to not have a game and get back in the training pitch, get back thinking plans going forward and hopefully be fresh come Saturday.
So what's been worked on this week then? Has anything been done differently?
No, just training as normal. I'm sure the manager knows what he's doing and all the staff put a lot of hard work into training so that we are ready come 3 o'clock on a Saturday, so this week's been no different.
Has it been a chance to rest the legs a little bit as well this week though, without having that game midweek?
There's been a 21s game where the boys that needed to play got a game the other day and the ones that played Saturday have been training as normal, so no, it's been a pretty normal week for obviously not having a game, which feels a bit strange this week.
And if it's been a busy 6 to 8 weeks on the field, for you personally it has as well. I know you became a dad recently, a busy 6 to 8 weeks in the home life?
Yeah, January 13th I became a dad, so I've been working hard on and off the pitch at the moment, so it's been going well. She's great and I've got another supporter.
Because a lot of people won't consider the fact that you're in here doing your daily job and you've got to go home and deal with nappies and babies who might not be able to sleep. You've got all the personal things to deal with.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm no different. I'm sure people work 9 till 5 and then go home and see their kids less than I do. So I'm very privileged to be able to go home early and see her.
Has it changed your mentality at all? I know it's a big question almost, but has it changed the way you think about things?
You worry less about other things, definitely. I save all my worry for her and that kind of thing, so it just lets you focus more on playing football, I think.
Yeah, I guess in some ways does it give you an extra drive to want to succeed with Sheffield United, to want to step up to the Championship, to want to kick on your career?
Yeah, I want to do that regardless, but obviously it'd be nice to get promoted. That's what we're all aiming for, and I'm sure my family and everyone's no different. They want us to get promoted as well.
And this weekend you're taking on a Scunthorpe side who aren't in that playoff push at the moment in time. They're further down the table, and again lots of people look at this one and tick it on a coupon saying it should be a Sheffield United 3-point haul.
I think that's the problem. I think everyone thinks that we're just going to win every game easy. It's not like that, especially in this league. So we'll do the right things, we'll do everything we can to get the 3 points. We know it's going to be difficult going away not too far from here, so we're trying to win, definitely.
But the away form's been good recently, hasn't it, as well, unbeaten in four?
Yeah, away games are all about not getting beat, try and get the 3 points if you can. There's never a game that we go out to draw, so I'm sure we'll be going out to try to win.